Hey, that is Darius Faru. You're listening to a new episode of the Darius Faru Show. And on today's episode, I am going to share my story of how I got started and how I transitioned into becoming a full-time author, an independent author, but also someone who, you know, for my next book, it will be traditionally published. But the reason that I'm recording this episode is that particularly over the last few weeks, and I think this is related to the holiday season where people reflect a lot on their lives. And I have to, you know, go back all the way to 2013 when I had something similar. I felt really, really stuck in my career and I had no vision, no outlook. And at the time I was, you know, operating the business that I started with my dad like 3 years before. We started that in 2010 and I was really stuck and I was like, okay, you know, it's all right. And I enjoy this and working with my dad building a business and everything, but I wasn't really passionate about the industry itself, which is industrial laundry equipment. And our business still exists today and it's doing really well and still growing. And I occasionally help out, but it's not something that I'm passionate about. I am passionate about entrepreneurship, but not in that industry. So I was really stuck and, you know, my brother was going through something similar with his college career. So, you know, it wasn't a really good vibe. And particularly in December, I took the time to really reflect. And then in January, I was like, yeah, I'm going to make a change. I'm just going to, because I don't know what to do, I'm going to get a job in London. And that's what I aimed for, because obviously I grew up in the Netherlands. This is where I have lived most of my life. And I was like, yeah, I like London. I visited my friend who lived there. And I was like, yeah, I want to live here. So I started looking for potential career moves. And I finally ended up at Gartner, which was, in hindsight, an amazing move. But I want to talk a little bit about the feeling of being stuck. Because, like I said, over the past few weeks, I've received emails and messages from people who share something similar. You know, people from all walks of life, from teachers to journalists to people in finance, law, you name it. A lot of folks, if you're listening to this and you feel stuck and you don't know exactly what to do with your career, where you want to go, and you're looking for inspiration and you want to hear how other people did it, that's what I'll talk about. And the first thing is that I often share is that you're not alone. A lot of people go through this, and you know, when you're in the middle of it, you feel like it's the worst thing in the world, but it's completely normal. But obviously it's quite meaningless if you're in it. It's like telling someone to calm down when they're angry. They never calm down. It'll only make things worse, but it is the truth. Anyway, so the folks that write to me, they're like, yeah, you know, this is my story, and it depends on what they are looking for, whether that's like one piece of advice or how to get started or what habits to focus on or how did you do it or what do you think about this type of move. And just to give you some insights, I can walk you through my thinking pattern. And if you understand the strategy behind it, you can basically apply it to your own situation. All you have to do is translate it to your own personality and your interests and strengths as well. So let's just go back to 2015 now. I'll just skip the whole career and corporate phase because that's not that interesting. I think anyone who has worked at a corporation experienced the same thing. You get there, they start training you and start molding you, and they focus on the people who can be trained and molded, and the ones who don't fit in, they don't care about. They just want the people who fit in. So their whole, you know, first few years is basically a system of filtering out the people who are suited for the corporate career and who are not. And then once in a while, people stay on who are actually not suited for that career, but they just stay there and they end up being miserable. And you know, maybe you are in that position, maybe you're not, but most often what I see is that people like me, you try it a few years and then you think to yourself, yeah, this is not for me. I want to do something else, but you don't know what that other thing is. You can go from one job to the other And then you get the same cycle. You start repeating the same thing. You think another company will give you more meaning and, you know, better salary and all of that stuff, but it will not solve the problem. So I'm fortunate that I recognized that very early on, because most of my peers were like, oh, I don't like it here. I'll go work for somewhere else, for another company. And they just, you know, they're still hopping job to job. And I think that's the most likely scenario if you go that route. Or you can take the time, take a step back, and then really strategize and think about what you want to do the rest of your life. So that's the first thing that I want to share, is that I was committed when I stepped away from the corporate life to find something that I want to do for the rest of my life. Because remember, 2 years before that, I was like, well, I want to make a change. So, aim for getting a job. And then I thought to myself, I don't want to do something like this again, where I pick another career or a business or something. And then like 2 years later, I'm like, yeah, who cares? So I gave myself, I don't like the word permission, but I told myself, just take your time, care about nothing and no one, focus on yourself. If it takes 2 years, it takes 2 years, but give yourself enough time to figure out what you want to do. And for me, I just gave up the job and I was like, screw everything. I'm going to leave. I don't care. I'll move back to the Netherlands, move back in with my parents. And started reading, started thinking, started strategizing. I looked at a lot of business opportunities, the stuff that you still see around today, like drop shipping and Amazon businesses and freelancing and Upwork and coaching and this and that. And after doing a lot of research into that world of, passive income or online work or digital work or whatever, I realized all of these things are schemes. And I was like, I don't want to get into a scheme. I want a career. So second realization was, I want to build a career. What's a career? Think about that. What is a career? What does it mean to you? To me, a career is something that you can usually describe in one word: professor, writer, filmmaker, lawyer, musician, composer. I don't know. Just go on and on, right? Actually, I can if I want. I can just go on and list like a bunch of professions all day long. But the point is that drop shipping is not a career. We just have to be honest. Building affiliate programs or building websites that do affiliate marketing or ads and stuff is not a career. Being on social media, some people think it's a career. I don't think that's a career. Being an entertainer, okay, yeah. I'll see that as a career, but I don't see, I want to build an audience on TikTok, or I want to build an audience on Instagram or on YouTube. I want to start a YouTube channel. Not a career. Come on. What about Casey Neistat? He calls himself a YouTuber. Yeah, but he's a filmmaker, right? And he just uses the platform like he uses his camera. So think of the career that you want to have and the career that you see yourself in for the rest of your life. Now, okay, some people say, well, I don't know what I want to do tomorrow. How can I think of something that I want to do for the rest of your life? I don't know. Just figure it out. Honestly, I don't know. You just have to figure it out, because that's the challenge. That's exactly why this thing is so hard. And as soon as people start saying stuff to me like, I don't know, like what this, what about that? I just stop talking to them, because I feel like you don't get it. Your self-talk should be like, I'm going to figure it out. I'll give myself time. I'll figure it out. One day I'll know what type of career I want, and then I'll focus on something that I'm good at and I'm passionate about. Combine those two things. I can be good at what I do and I love it. And because I love it, I'll keep doing it and I'll get better. And that's how I will operate in my life. So I start, changing my thinking pattern. I'm like, screw all of these nonsense business opportunities and marketing schemes and whatnot. Who cares? I want to be something. What is that something that I want to be? I have a business background. I specialize in finance and all this stuff. Like, okay, do I want to be a professional investor? I don't think so. Do I want to become like a financial advisor? No. Do I want to become a business consultant? No. I don't like working with clients and people. So I just start, narrowing the list. And I'm like, okay, I want to do something that I can directly work with consumers and people who control their own finances. I don't want to go through the whole corporate stuff and business to business and everything. And I love talking. I love reading. I love sharing ideas. I love writing. Why not write a book? So this is how I came to that realization. So it's just step by step, right? And this whole process, yeah, I don't know. I started reading and getting into this whole, you know, like take control of your life stuff, change your life in like, I don't know, so 6 months before I actually quit my job. And I quit my job in, you know, I don't know, February, March or something in 2015. But by the time I started summer of 14 or something reading all of this stuff, and by the summer of next year I was like, yeah, I'm gonna write a book. So it did happen, fortunately, within a year. But you know, sometimes it takes longer. And I might have picked writing back then, and I started writing a book, but it wasn't until like maybe 2 years ago or something, 2-3 years ago, that I finally decided, you know, screw all of the other stuff. I don't want to, obviously I'm recording a podcast here, but I don't want to be a full-time podcaster. I don't want to be a YouTube guy. I don't want to be like a social media guy. I don't want to do a daily newsletter. I don't want to be a Substack guy or whatever. I just want to write books. And I also like teaching, right? So I want to do courses. And that's the only thing that I do. And I really enjoy it. And I specialize in it, and I only get better at it. And I keep doing this, and I keep getting better. And this is the mentality, right? I think that everyone needs to apply who is thinking about the stuff that I talked about in the beginning. And then you think, okay, I pick something that I'm good at. I enjoy it. I can become the best in the world at this. Whether you have actually become the best doesn't matter, but you aim to become the best. As LeBron James always says, strive for greatness, right? Obviously, he is the GOAT, but, and he talks about it that way. But when he got into the league and everything, it was like he was striving for greatness. He wasn't saying, well, yeah, obviously he was saying, I am the king and stuff like that. But it doesn't matter whether you are number one. What matters is that you are trying to become number one, and you act that way as well. So your actions back up your words, and it's keep grinding, keep moving, keep getting better. Focus, and then you can get there, but only if you are really good at what you do. So this is why I always say, pick something that you're good at, but also enjoy. Because if you miss one aspect, then it's just not sustainable. As you know, like if you're doing something that is paying well now, but you're not passionate about it, you will feel stuck. Vice versa, if you do something that you are very passionate about, and I received a couple of those emails and messages as well from people who say, well, I actually kind of enjoy stuff that I'm doing right now, but I'm not earning money. I'm not earning enough. So I'm always worried about finances. Can't, you know, worried about paying my rent. Or someone even was like recently super honest, like, yeah, I still rely on my parents for rent, and it's not a good feeling. And I agree. So everybody has that urge to become independent and become their own person. I don't think it has anything to do with age. I have met people online, you know, through my courses and programs, who are in their 50s and 60s, who say the same thing. They say, you know, all of my life I was kind of directed by others or by society, and now it's time that I take control, you know. And I really respect that. Something really worthy of your time, because you will look back and you will be proud of how you spend your time. All right, so this is how I made the move from, you know, starting with nothing and then transitioning to full-time authorship slowly, right? So I took a step back, took some time to think, finally picked out writing, started writing books. Obviously, made no money for like 2-3 years. First lived with my parents, then also obviously worked at my family business again. So I started making money, then slowly start making a little bit of money, get out, get my own place. And then when was this? 2018. So basically 3 years later, I finally made enough money so I could get a mortgage, and then I bought a house. So it's just a slow process, you know, and step by step. I always say this, I worked on this stuff every single day. It's not part time. But that's what I mean. If you try to become the best at the world, you will act like that. And the people who are the best in the world, not an accident, right? They get there because they put in the work, they work smart, they do the right things, and they improve. So if you do that, then you can become, I believe, honestly, you can become anything you want. You can also make good money. Not everybody will become a multimillionaire, because that's mostly a matter of luck, but you can definitely earn more, save, invest, and guarantee your financial future. And particularly with tools that we have available right now, and this is the focus of my course called Digital Business School as well. It's a program that I created for folks who are going through this challenge and they want to start a business the right way. They don't want to waste time. They don't want to fall for schemes. They want to build an actual business. They want to, you know, something that they can do for the rest of their lives, something as a career. And okay, sometimes it starts as a side business, or in fact, I believe a lot of good businesses start on the side. And then at some point when you see you have traction, you can transition to full time. And again, that's a process as well. And I think if you take the time to build something, you will ensure that you will increase the likelihood of succeeding, because there's no such thing as 100% success rate. There's always failure, and I failed in the past, and still, you know, some of the projects and things that I try out never work. But what matters is that you set yourself up for success, that you pick the business moves or the strategies that are proven, that other people have used, and that you can really rely on, and not some like stuff that you're just experimenting with or whatever. Like, I don't know, maybe it will work, maybe it won't. Well, no, I don't like that. I just want to have a little bit more assurance of like, okay, how did other people do it? You know, are there some case studies? What can I do to increase the likelihood of succeeding? All of these things, right? So that's what I always focus on. If you want to learn more about the course, just go to digitalbusiness.school and you can read everything about the program. And if you have any questions for me, stuff that you want me to talk about on the podcast, I'm happy to do that. Right now, I have a little bit more time and focus for recording, so feel free to share and I will do my best to cover it on the podcast. But either way, thank you for listening. I hope you found this useful. And as always, until the next episode, take care.